With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. It was Tim Walz's night at the Democratic National Convention as the Minnesota governor accepted his party's vice presidential nomination. Tonight, all eyes will focus on Kamala Harris as she is nominated for president. Now, watching all of this from across the aisle, Republican Senator Tom Cotton. He says Harris wants to fix a problem that she helped to create.
It's Joe Biden and Kamala Harris who gave us generational inflation. In fact, Kamala Harris cast the deciding vote, literally, and her role under the Constitution as president of the Senate for the $1 trillion tax and spend bill that ignited this inflation back in 2021.
Cotton says Harris acknowledges that grocery prices are too high, but he says they weren't when Donald Trump was in office. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s third-party presidential bid could be about to come to an end.
RFK Jr.'s campaign says Kennedy will speak Friday about his path forward amid growing speculation that he would drop out. Earlier this week, Kennedy's running mate openly discussed the possibility, saying the campaign was considering a move to join forces with Donald Trump to limit Kamala Harris's election chances. Here at the Democratic National Convention, Harris campaign chair Jen O'Malley Dillon told Politico she doesn't think it's really going to interfere with the race too much. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Yesterday it was North Carolina. Today, former President Trump is rallying in Arizona. Also at SRNNews.com, used home sales rose last month, up 1.3% from June, according to the National Association of Realtors. A strike by Canadian rail workers could have a significant impact on the supply chain, not only in Canada, but in the U.S. as well. The walkout has shut down both of Canada's major freight railroads. On Wall Street, the Dow down 62 points. This is SRN News. Democrats are less likely to be Christians.
The Pew Research Center has been polling members of the party and has discovered that nearly half of them, 46%, identify as something other than Christian. Most of those people are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. Compare that to 82% of Republicans who identify as Christian. These rather stark numbers go a long way toward explaining the sharp differences between the two parties on social issues. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona voters will be able to decide in November whether they want to enshrine abortion in their state constitution. The Arizona Supreme Court has ruled that a 200-word summary that abortion advocates use to collect signatures for a ballot measure is valid, clearing the way for the issue to remain on the ballot. The Arizona Secretary of State's office recently certified more than 600,000 signatures. That's far above the number required to put that question before the voters. This is SRN News. Chick-fil-A cooking up something new, and it's something that you will not find on the menu.
The restaurant chain is launching its own streaming platform. Deadline reports the fast food company is working with several production companies to create family-friendly shows, including reality series. Chick-fil-A's chairman, Dan Cathy, is a majority owner of Trilith Studios, the largest production facility in the state of Georgia. And it looks to be a new trend. This past June, Starbucks launched Starbucks Studios. Tasha Stevens reporting.
Botswana says one of the largest diamonds ever found has been unearthed at one of its mines. The Botswana government believes the huge 2,492-carat stone is the biggest discovered in the country and the second biggest ever brought out of a mine. It's going on display today. It's not clear if the diamond is of a high gem quality, but that weight would make it the largest diamond found in more than 100 years. More details, SRNNews.com.